that tackle. It's nice to see them tighten up there on that dive right.
That play went right behind the guard of the Holman offense.
Pickup of two on the
So it'll be second and eight after that two-yard pickup. Vikings not exactly in a hurry to get things rolling as the clock ticks under 2 minutes. Of course, they don't have far to go, and we've seen with this offense it doesn't take long.
Does not take long when your offensive line opens up six-yard holes for your running back to run through.
Another inside handoff up the gut for another short gain.
Yeah, they're just kind of daring the Thunderbirds to stop that little inside dive play. And it is right, I mean, it is basically between the center and the right guard. And with the push that the line gets, it's kind of an automatic 3 yards when they hand off.
Third and four coming up for the Vikings.
Mike here to help the day.
One receiver wide to the right. We're under a minute to play here in the first half. Colin Williams under center. Takes a snap. Another handoff up the gut. T-Birds are all over that
tackle.
One. That's going to be a short gain. Bringing up fourth down. And I wonder if we're going to see another field goal attempt here.
Ryan Paulus came in and hammered him with a great tackle after a 1 yard gain. And this is the kind of defensive effort that eluded us early in the game.
Indeed, as time is running down here, under 30 seconds left, we'll get yet another kick from Lucas Degner.
By the way, I'll give credit to Holman. I mean, you know, they've got a great offense, and this is back-to-back field goals where they really could have potentially gone for it if the game was close.
For sure. 6 seconds left, five. Here comes the snap, the kick, everything's down. The boot looks perfect.
It is.
Lucas Degner remains perfect. And that is our halftime score. That was a field goal of what was that about? That was another one of about 25, right?
Yeah, same thing.
So we'll run down some of those first half statistics and the keys to the first half after this halftime break on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the mid 80s and breezy, slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 76.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School, where it's halftime. The halftime score, the Holman Vikings 48, Baraboo Thunderbird 7. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. It is homecoming here tonight. We've got the Thunderbird band, as well as the choir on the field, doing some choreography to a Shrek routine, entertaining this homecoming crowd on a toasty evening for football here at Beryl Newman Stadium. And the Vikings have been red hot throughout. They scored six, count them, six first quarter touchdowns, tacked on a couple of field goals in the second quarter to build this 48-7 halftime lead. Brandon, what do you have for us in these stats departments?
Oh, you really? You want me? I'll be brief, unfortunately. First of all, we've got a beautiful 90-yard touchdown, or a kickoff return for a touchdown. Now, that's not the offense, but special teams, Ethan Husum and Peyton Poker, two completions, 14 yards, and an interception. One of those two completions was a pass to Parker Wagner for a first down. Parker Wagner took a big hit, had the wind knocked out of him, held onto the ball for a first down. Nice play for that kid. Got up enthusiastically, pumped his arm for a first down. Ethan Husum, he's our workhorse, 9 carries tonight. He only has 11 net yards because he has a couple big losses, actually.
Right.
And also, unfortunately, Ethan has 2 fumbles.
And the fumble was a bugaboo. Turnovers in general were a bugaboo for the T-Birds. You mentioned a couple fumbles from scrimmage. We had a fumble on a kickoff. We had a Peyton Poker interception. And this Holman offense just does not need any assistance.
What could go wrong did go wrong. Missed tackles early on led to touchdowns. And then Holman was earning their touchdowns based off of gaping holes that we have seen plague the Baraboo defensive line, I'm going to say all season, for lack of a better term. So,
rough start. We've seen a lot of big plays basically from the very first possession of the game for Holman. We saw the quarterback, Colin Williams, rip off a 78-yard TD run. Then we had Kane with a 61-yard TD run. Faraday with a 90-yard kickoff return.
Man.
And then there's some shorter TD plays. And then Williams ripped off another long run on a keeper, a 45-yard touchdown run with 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. A huge first quarter offensively for these Vikings, and it's no mistake they're ranked among the top teams in the state in Division II.
As I said earlier in the first quarter, it will be fun to watch Holman's playoff progress this year. They've got a phenomenal team. Now, Baraboo's not playing well, let's be honest, but Holman has, they do all the basics the right way and then some. So
we'll take another break and we'll be back to set up the second half here on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to halftime, where they are announcing the float competition winners.
Goes to the juniors.
Oh, I think this might have handed the juniors the spirit stick. I believe it was a short, a small margin between the juniors and seniors, and this is the final competition. Oh, wait.
The
I stand corrected. The winners of these float building contests is the seniors. That's going to give the senior class the spirit stick at homecoming 2025 here at Baraboo High School.
Always a big thank you to the Baraboo Lions Club.
Of course, they had all kinds of activities during the pep assembly this afternoon. And the float decorating competition, of course, is tied to the parade this afternoon in beautiful downtown Baraboo. So the seniors are going to walk off with the spirit stick. Brandon, how many times did your class win the spirit stick when you were here?
You know, they never had that back.
They didn't?
You know, 100 years ago, a spirit
is that right?
Stick. They did not. They, you know, had the winner of the powder puff. There was no, what's the other one now called?
Powder buff with the volleyball?
Yeah, there was only powder puff back then. And then they had an assembly where you'd win things at the assembly, but they never had a true spirit stick.
The Thunderbird Band would like
and
to
looks like
the homecoming court.
I think they put the stick in the hands of my bonus son, Frankie Walter. I just heard his name announced, celebrating with his classmates.
He's a good kid.
For sure.
His mother did a lot right.
Indeed, she did.
So
we've got under 8 minutes to go until halftime. Brandon, if you're the T-Birds, you're coming out. Obviously, this is a running clock situation. You're down by 41. How do you get up for the second half? What are your goals?
It's your goal. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to Holman may come out with their starters for one or two series. May. And then you're going to get the subs. And now it, you know, boils down to getting some respect. You are developing your younger players because you're not going to keep your seniors and juniors in against the JV very long. You might keep them through the third quarter for a series or two, but then JV will most likely be playing the entire fourth quarter. So it's, sure, it is for a little bit of pride. It, I mean, what it boils down to right now is pride, right? And by the way,
I have a contradictory report. Christy Feld says they had the spirit stick in her day.
I don't remember.
Do you think it just disappeared for a time?
Maybe it was something I didn't pay attention to. So, do they have records of it? That's what I want to know. Is there record?
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this before next week's game. We'll try to get some more answers. So the crowd has risen to its feet, awaiting a fireworks display, which is going to happen behind us. We are not going to be able to see it. So we're going to take one more break here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the mid 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium, where the homecoming halftime festivities have concluded. We saw the band and choir perform. We saw the court introduced. We saw the senior class win the spirit stick, which, update, Christy Feld says she wonders if perhaps her class absconded with the spirit stick, which is perhaps why you never saw it in your days here
at
BHS.
By the way, if we had it, you know, I'm semi-embarrassed that I don't know, but I was probably, you know, focused on the game, Ben.
Yes, you were focused. Didn't have time for such frivolity.
I actually sent a message to one of my former high school classmates who was on the football team with me and said, did we have the spirits tech back in our day? And he hasn't responded yet. So stay tuned.
Yeah, that'll keep everyone wrapped in the second half as we get to the bottom of this.
We got a lot to talk about in the second half.
We do indeed. So the halftime score is Holman 48, Baraboo 7. The Vikings have been in charge throughout. And what was that score you had from Reedsburg, Brandon?
I had La Crosse Logan 28 and Reedsburg 14 at the half. Both teams are 4-2. Coming in, of course, Reedsburg at one time was ranked as high as, what, fifth or sixth in the state before they lost their first game, which was about the third game of the season.
There is one score of note on the out-of-town scoreboard this evening.
And we heard the halftime score was Sauk Prairie 8, Portage 7. We'll see if we get an update on that one.
By a score of 28-14 against the Beavers. Again, that's
we'll pass along any score updates we receive.
Ben, I have had a few rough games in my high school career. My senior year, we lost 54-0 to Hartford. And that's over by West Bend. And that we were down 27-0 at halftime. And so I've been in these situations, and you do just need to play for a little personal pride after that. Hey, by the way, the last two drives that – let's talk about a positive here. The last two drives that Holman had there late in the second quarter, the Baraboo defense did their job. They stopped them. And Holman was trying to run right at them, and they stopped them. They forced fourth downs. They forced field goals. So, you know, the defense is not just rolling over, and so you've got to give them some credit there. And those are things that you can – take some pride in and hopefully, you know, carry forward in the second half. And, I mean, one of the goals should be, Ben, it literally should be. And, again, they'll have their backups in, if not right away, very soon. But it should be not to give up any more points, first and foremost. You know, maybe we score one or two times. You know, maybe the final ends up somewhere around 48-21. But that's your number one goal is no more points.
Try to throw a shutout in the second half.
Exactly. Yeah. That's your first and foremost goal.
That makes sense. Well, as the teams who have returned to the field go through their warm-ups, we'll remind you of some of the other activities we got coming up here in Baraboo High School Athletics. The Boys and Girls Cross Country team had an invitational at Green Lake today. The girls tennis team, they have a subsectional Tuesday at Sun Prairie. The volleyball team will be at Oregon on Tuesday. Boys soccer will host Watertown on Tuesday. Swimming will host a triple duel on Tuesday. The JV football team will be at Holman on Monday. And the JV2 freshman squad will be at Logan on Thursday. And, of course, the Rangers will be the varsity opponent. Brandon and I will be with you right here a week from tonight for the Thunderbirds' next home game. If you joined us late, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside Forever T-Bird, Brandon Wegner. We are brought to you by 99.7 Max FM. We hope you're listening to us there or perhaps watching on the NFHS streaming network or following us worldwide via the Civic Media mobile app. Our work is brought to you by these sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet, Buick and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer. The Chris Stanton State Farm Agency for home, auto, renters, and life insurance. Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Mike Y. of the Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. He'll help you simplify buying or selling your home. And our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market. Creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve. T-Birds came in at 0-6. They're starting to wind down the schedule here. The homecoming tonight, and it'll be senior night a week from tonight, on the very next game when they host La Crosse Logan. Yep. That'll be the final home game of the season.
Yes, it will be. Who do we finish with on the road, Ben?
It's at Sparta.
At Sparta. Now, we should take a look. Do we have Holman's schedule up by chance? We should pull that up because they will be 7-0, undefeated, highly ranked going into their last two games of the year.
Yep.
And we will keep an eye on them for everybody because they have a chance to go undefeated, run the table, and be very close to number one in state when it's all said and done. Well, I bet those are big rivals for them. La Crosse Central and Logan. I bet those are big rivals that they're ending their regular season with because they're over there near La Crosse. So they are home against Central.
Home against Central and at Logan.
At Logan. So
Indeed.
What do we got for standings? Where does Central and Logan sit for?
Like where they're at record-wise? Let's see.
I'm just trying to figure that out, where they're at record-wise. By the way, it shows that La Crosse Central is up 28-0 on Toma right now. This does have some live scores in here.
So it looks like the Central opened with two losses, but now they've ripped off four wins in a row.
Okay, yep, and they're leading Toma 28-3 according to this website that we have, which is gobound.com in case
website.
You want to.
And Logan, let's check
now,
them out.
I think
out.
Logan's 4-2 because.
And they also, they've yep. dropped the last two after starting out 4-0.
Yep.
Well, we're nearly ready for the second half kickoff here on Flambeau Field. We'll have to see if this app has a, if this website has like a score ticker. We can just leave that up. Here it's Holman 48, Baraboo 7. John Moon ready to kick it away, kicking it to our right as we face Flambeau Field here in the second half. End over end kick, fielded on the far hash at about the 10. Heading upfield to the 20, 30. There's a flag down on the play.
We're going to see what that flag is.
And it looked like that was fairly on the return.
A lot of times that's holding or a block in the back on the receiving team. We can only hope that is the case against Holman. It does look like it is a return for Holman. Block in the back.
The foul is illegal block in the back against the Vikings.
So that'll push them back here on the opening possession of the second half.
Now that'll probably be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so they'll start the ball at roughly their own 16 or 17-yard line here to start the second half.
And with the 41-point margin, it is a running clock. So the clock is running as we speak, despite the penalty. Spotting the ball near the about the 18? No. Yeah, somewhere in there.
I think they marked it as the 16
okay.
officially. Yep.
First and 10 for the Vikings. Inside handoff, the quarterback and the running back bounce into each other.
That is what
and
you
Williams
call
is dropped.
A missed handoff there. whatever happened, the quarterback ended up having to keep the ball because you assume either the running back or the quarterback turned the wrong way, and he was sacked officially by
nearly body slammed
by three or four Thunderbirds. It'll be second and 13.
Yeah, that'll officially go down as a sack. They were able to lift him up on that one.
We weren't sure if Holman would bring their starters in right away, but I bet and they have, so they'll definitely see a couple of series. But I'd be surprised if they finish out the third quarter when you're up by 41 with a running clock. Now it's getting dark. We got to get out our spectacles here.
Second and long. There's a pitch out to the left, working off left tackle and finding a crease to the 30. 35. This could go the distance. 45. 50. Can Houston drag him down at the 30?
Yes.
He will to about the 25-yard line, but that's another explosive play by A.J. Alish.
He just gave up a 60-yard play. I mean,
he's had a few big-time runs in this game. Not all of them. He hasn't gotten to pay dirt yet, but that is a huge pickup from the 18 to the 25, or the 16 to the 25, I should say.
Once again, that offensive line for Holman is just, unfortunately, having its way with the Baraboo defensive line. That was a little bit outside. You know, there was a chance for the end to make a play, but he got outside the end and went down the field for a pickup of nearly 60.
First and 10, Vikings. They're on the left hash. They're inside the Thunderbirds 30 after their second play of the second half. Williams looking to keep, and he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage again. The T-Birds with another sack of the quarterback.
Ben, who else?
Who else but Ethan Huselman?
He does it all. You know, we should get him a cape. Can we get him a cape at the end of the year? And you know what? And I said this earlier, but we'll have the joy of watching him again next year as he is only a junior and has senior credentials. I will say that much. He is out there every Friday night absolutely being a leader on offense and defense, two-way starter for this team.
Second and 11 for the Vikings. As always, tight formation. There's a motion man. They're going to pitch it to him. William gets it out to the motion man. That's Barth. He's heading around the right end. He's going to possibly go the distance. Nope, he is tripped up inside the 5-yard line.
Evan Ramos saved the tackle with the I think he grabbed his shoestring that was hanging loose.
So that's another big play by Jack Barth. Sets up a first and goal.
Ball placed at the 7-yard line. It's first and goal for Holman.
Holman already leading 48-7. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter. This quarter moving quite a bit more quickly than the first. We had about a 45-minute first quarter as the Vikings racked up 6 touchdowns. First and goal from the 7. Williams.
Oh, the ball is loose. Ground.
He on the handoff.
Baraboo signal.
The Thunderbirds have it. They've recovered a fumble and turned away the Vikings offense.
And again, these are the small wins in a tough game, in a bad game, to be honest, that you can come away with if you can hold them scoreless in this half. And, hey, Holman brought out their starters. This is the same group.
And I think we've got Lee Collin coming in at quarterback.
Ah, we do. Is this number 42, number 42. Lee Collin?
He is a freshman. We have seen him in sort of some mop-up action. Oh, he's in, but he's not at quarterback.
Ah, yes, okay.
Looks like he's splitting out wide. No, he's in the backfield there.
I can't see him from where I'm at.
Kind of on the left side there.
Okay.
You know what? He did get that snap.
He was under center. Yep.
It looked like maybe they had him just off to the side there behind the tackle, but no, that was Lee Collin. He's at the controls.
And off there goes the Huselman.
I don't see number 9 on the field, do you?
Yeah, I do not either. Huselman with a short gain there.
No, in fact, I see Peyton right here down by the bench. And yep. So Lee Collin.
He's taking a seat.
True freshman in, getting some second half action for the second time this year.
Second and 9 for the Thunderbirds. They're deep in their own territory at the 6-yard line. Collin under center, barking out the signals. He might have gotten some movement there. There's a pitch out wide to the right. Huselman across the 5, dropped down near the 9, but we might, I don't know if we ever got a flag on that.
I don't think we did.
Nope. There was some movement, but perhaps didn't cross the line.
Was Huselman, did he take that first carry, Ben?
I believe so.
Okay, all right. We'll give him credit for both of those carries.
So third and about 5 for the Thunderbirds, coming off the fumble recovery. We talked about pitching a shutout in the second half. That's one way to do it. Get some takeaways. T-Birds have 2 receivers split wide to the left. 1 to the right. Collin under center. Takes a snap. Hands off. And piled up near the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up a 4th down.
I don't think he picked up anything, did he?
I don't think so. And looks like Johnny Moon and the punt unit are going to come on. 4th and 5 from the 9.
And, of course, Lee Collin, who's a freshman who plays JV, we just, we don't get to those games, so we don't know if he has much of a passing game in the JV games or not. It's tough to come into a varsity game in the third quarter and start passing.
And backed up inside your 10.
Right, backed up inside your 10. You know, you're risking a lot doing that.
The snap to Moon is clean. The boot is going to bounce at about the 35. Roll past the 40, 45, across midfield. That ends up being a decent punt.
I think he touched
it. I thought he touched it, too. I'm waiting for an indication here. If the official saw it.
One ref saw it. It'll be at the 46. 46 of Baraboo.
So the Vikings are going to start this drive in Baraboo territory. We are under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Our score is Holman 48, Baraboo 7. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner with you here on the call on 99.7 Max FM. It's homecoming night here at Baraboo High School. Most of the festivities are now past us, but there is the dance coming up tomorrow night. I know one person in our household was relieved that the Brewers have a day game, so he didn't have to try to keep an eye on the game while at the dance.
I tell you, what a series that's going to be against the dreaded arch rival. We'll call them the
Chicago Cubs.
Flubs.
First and 10 for the Vikings. They are at the T-Bird 47. Backup quarterback in now for the Vikings. There's an inside handoff, picked up a couple yards. Now at the controls is Bennett Schild, number 12.
Bennett Schild, yep. And Bennett is a junior who backs
up
a talented senior in Collin Williams.
Collin Williams, really, he already had a day. Yeah.
Had a dominating performance.
100
today.
Yards on the ground. And honestly, they haven't had to throw much.
No. Well, then that's what happens. I mean, when you get up by 3 touchdowns within 5 minutes, you have no reason to throw.
Why would you? Yeah. Second and about 7 for the Vikings. The ball is inside the Thunderbird 45. They're taking their time here, getting personnel onto the field and aligned. Shield is under center. Another between the tackles handoff. Penalty flag flies, bouncing it outside, and for a potential touchdown.
Bennett Shield.
Is Shield. He faked us out on the fake handoff.
I think this is going to be illegal motion or a. Yeah, it's on Holman.
This one will come back. Shield is excited with what looked like a yet another 45-yard TD for a quarterback.
And again, I mean, this is going to come back, so it won't count. It's the second time that Holman's had a touchdown come back on a big long run, come back on an illegal shift or motion penalty. And so, you know, Baraboo's beleaguered defense catches a break there with that penalty.
And we'll replay second down. But second and 12.
You can't leave it up to the refs all the time, though.
So now it's back to the Thunderbird 49. It'll be second and 12. Ticking down to about 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Shield under center. He's got three backs behind him. There's one in motion. He's going to hand it off to the fullback heading up the gut. He picked up three or four. That'll set up a third and long.
Oh. Holman. Number 42, is that who they just handed that off
Ping
to? Man, is he a little guy. But he's heard that before, but that is Ping Shu Shong.
So it's going to be third and about nine. Logan Sweeney in on that tackle
third
for the T-Birds.
He's listed at 5'5 on their sheet, and he is maybe 5'5 when he's got a spiked haircut.
And wearing his spikes.
Yeah,
wearing his cleats.
Right.
Shield's going to give it to him again.
He did. Did he keep it?
Oh, he did keep it. Boy, he's got me fooled with these fakes, and he's dropped for a loss, though. That's going to be a tackle for loss for the T-Bird defense.
Drake Niles came in and was not fooled by that, unlike us.
Right.
We were looking down the field.
So that's going to be a fourth and long. Now, it's at midfield. What do you do here?
Taken out of the backfield by Drake Niles.
Punted away for giggles.
Oh, for sure.
Under a minute left.
I mean,
in the third quarter,
you're at midfield. You got fourth and 11. You're gonna punt this, and you're up 41. What would you do? I mean,
T-Birds send two safeties deep. They're standing at the 10.
If you go for it and you get it, it's just pouring it on. And Holman's not gonna do that, I don't think.
This is an end-over-end punt. It's gonna bounce at about the 17. T-Birds will let it roll. Drake Niles is over there, and Ethan Huseman as well. It's gonna roll to about the 16.
Lucas Degner's punt is down.
That's where the Thunderbirds will take over. Although we're going to have the third quarter break,
I think, before they do.
We have a running clock, and so it is still running, and there is only 10 seconds before the end of the third quarter. So this will not be a 45-minute quarter.
Not even close. We're making up the extra time we put in. So as the final seconds tick away, our third quarter score... Holman 48, Baraboo 7. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
We are ready to get the fourth quarter underway here at Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium. Your score, Holman 48, Baraboo 7. It is Baraboo football. Starting this drive inside their own 20, and Lee Collins going to get his chance to throw.
Oh, and he whips that ball downfield.
Deep left side. It's off the hands of a defender at the 50-yard line and falls incomplete. That was number 10, Nolan Lomas. Nearly got a hand on that one.
From where he threw, he was backpedaling, kind of threw it off of 1 foot from the 10 to the 50.
That wasn't textbook form,
no,
but it was still impressive.
It was not.
Second and 10 for the T-Birds. The freshman quarterback still at the controls. Good to see him kind of get a chance to try the passing game. Couple of receivers to the left, one to the right for the Thunderbirds. This time Conlon's going to hand off. Working between the tackles is the ball carrier. He is dropped with some violence at the 20. That's Drake Niles who picked up a couple.
Number 67 for Holman came in and made a big league tackle. DeAndre Washington, but Drake Niles did a nice job of hanging on and picked up four or five.
Third and six coming up for the Thunderbirds. Boy, you'd like to see them put together a scoring drive here to
that would be great. Wrap up
this contest.
I'll be honest, I'm surprised they still have a bunch of the starters in Drake Niles, Hodges. I'm surprised we don't see the full JV team. You're in the fourth quarter now.
And here we've got a pre-snap penalty. Probably not good news for the T-Birds.
There's a flag on the play prior to the snap.
Looks like a false start.
False start.
That's going to back up the Thunderbirds 5 yards.
It'll be a 5 yard penalty, and we will replay third down.
So now the T-Birds face a third and 11. They're inside their own 15. Collins going to pitch it out to the left.
Losing his footing is Niles at
about the 10. He slipped and is dropped. That's going to set up a fourth and long, and you would imagine another punt.
Boy, that's about a five-yard loss, unfortunately, for Drake. So he instantly slipped when he caught the pitch.
And we take about a five-yard loss there. Fourth down.
So the punt unit is indeed out there. Johnny Mood's going to be kicking this away from near the goal line. We are under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The score is Holman 48, Baraboo 7. The Vikings striking with a series of big plays in the first quarter. Moon
got into this one
pretty well. It's just going to bounce at the 40 and take a Thunderbird bounce across midfield. Will they bother to field
it? He's going
to
pick it up.
playing
that's
with
a mistake.
Fire is number 86. That's Cale Williams.
Drake Niles could have just about pounced on that ball after he touched it.
Cale Williams was able to field it in traffic at about the 42.
There will be a coaching moment for that young man from Holman. And I'm sure he's a JV player.
It might sound like, hey, try not to get yourself killed.
Exactly. What are you doing picking up the ball when the defender is literally right in front of you?
First and 10 for the Vikings at their own 42. We're under 9 minutes to go. Vikings ripped off 6 first-quarter touchdowns. They tacked on a couple of field goals in the second quarter, but we have been scoreless since.
I think this Viking team could give the NFL Viking team a run for their money.
I like Cole Williams better than J.J. McCarthy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well,
inside handoff from Shield, and that's a nice little pickup.
Is that number 42 again?
Yep. Yep, that's your guy.
Ping Shu Shang
at the 48. Yeah, he picked up a solid 6. That's a nice pickup on first down.
Cameron Crawford.
Cam Crawford on the stop for the T-Bird defense.
Second and four.
Vikings taking their time, getting the plays in, as you might imagine, in a 41-point game. Down to 8 minutes to go.
Good crowd is actually still here enjoying this beautiful night for sporting event, just to be outside and do anything.
Shield is going to keep this one, and he's going to get first down yardage.
I tell you what, you got to give Shield credit there. He took on three Thunderbird defenders and pushed them 4 yards for a first down.
So Shield is across midfield to the Thunderbird 47. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings, a fresh set of downs.
That is where you're trying to tackle too high, and you just got to get into his legs and his knees and bring him down, because when you tackle too high, he's got the momentum because he's coming into you and he can push you forward or push you backwards. I should try to get some more score updates around the conference, Ben.
Shield with a pitch, trying to work off tackle to the right side, not finding any traction.
On
the Vikings, and we've got a penalty flag on the Vikings. Now on the carry, that was number 30.
It's going to be holding on the offensive line. We'll just call it the whole offensive line since
Brock
we don't know.
Against the Vikings. Verkrisi. His carry will be negated.
Easy for you
and
to say.
We will replay first down.
Obviously, in high school, they don't call out numbers, and so sometimes we guess on. We just call it the whole offensive line.
Yeah, right. So this will be a first and 20 coming up for Holman. Shield keeps again with another convincing handoff, or fake handoff. He gets 3 or 4 yards, but now there's a penalty flag, and the T-Birds are saying they have the football.
Now, the referee ruled him down. I thought some laundry, though. There is some laundry on the field. That's penalty flag. We will await this call. And it looks like it's going to be on the Thunderbirds, and it's a face mask on the Thunderbirds.
Oh, boy.
We've seen a few of that this year. This one would be
the 5-yarder?
Inadvertent 5 yards.
It looks like they're giving him 10. I don't know.
Well, but I don't think so because it would have been an automatic first down personal foul.
Yeah, right. All right, then. So it's back to first and 10 one way or another.
I don't know. Well, we had the penalty, and now it's back to that. So penalty before it, holding. You know.
And there's an actual handoff, but this one is stacked up at the line as well.
Yep.
Not much for the Vikings there on first down. That's going to bring up a second and 10.
I'm going to credit their backup quarterback. He does a really good job of faking that option.
We're not that hard to fake, but
well,
still, it's impressive.
That's true. And I don't have my binoculars out right
Let's
now
do that.
Anymore. I could get them out so I could actually see from 100 yards away.
We're under 5 minutes to go. The Vikings are in Thunderbird territory. They lead 48-7 in this Mississippi Valley Conference matchup. Vikings come in undefeated. Looks like they'll be unscathed here tonight with two games to go. Shield with another fake handoff, and he is harassed and dropped near midfield. T-Bird defense has been stout here in the fourth quarter.
I'll be honest. Holman just needs to just do a traditional left-right dive. This option that they're trying is not fooling the T-Birds
and might get their quarterback hospitalized.
Well, exactly, and that's the other thing. You said his name, Shield, the backup quarterback?
Right.
He is taking a beating out there.
Third and 12 for the Vikings. Tight formation. Motion man nearly falls down. Then the Thunderbirds come across the line of scrimmage. That's going to cost the T-Birds 5.
The flag on the play. The penalty is encroachment.
It's like the T-Birds were excited by the motion man falling down and jumped across.
Just because your motion man falls down doesn't mean it's a full start.
You get a defensive free play.
Correct.
Not how it works. So it'll be third and about 7 for the Vikings. 3.5 minutes to go here at Flambeau Field.
Both teams with their JV teams in, by the way. We should let everybody know at this point. Which we expected when we talked at halftime.
Backups getting some valuable varsity action. T-Birds nearly jumped again.
Or was it a shift?
And the Vikings look like they're changing their alignment, perhaps changing
shift.
The play as well. Shield is barking to his teammates. Let's see what we got here. He's now under center.
He
hands
hand off.
It's up the gut. That's going to be a solid pickup, but short of the line to gain. It'll be fourth and short.
Now we're going to see what the Holman coach wants to do. I would suspect he just goes for it.
You might as well, right?
It's not really pouring it on if you just do a little handoff right or left. Now, if he comes out throwing, well, we'll see.
Fourth and 2 for the Vikings. Their offense indeed remains on the field. 2.5 minutes to go. Ball resting near the Thunderbird 40-yard line.
Man, you can't jump.
That T-Birds,
is one thing they cannot do here.
It looks like they're trying to
get him to jump.
Yeah, they're trying to induce something there, but don't jump yourself. There's the snap and the keep,
sneak, and
I think the Vikings are going to have it.
He just went right behind his center.
It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings at the Thunderbird 35.
And that's about a 3.5-yard sneak. Good play. And actually, I wasn't thinking about a sneak. Not from 2 yards out.
Not from
out.
2 yards, right. Right,
no,
right.
And they easily got that.
So a fresh set of downs. Under 2 minutes to go here for the Vikings. They're looking to put a capper on a big road win here at homecoming night at Baraboo High School.
And we'll see if Holman takes a knee here. That would probably be the gentlemanly thing to do. However, if you just hand off a few times, it's not a big deal either.
My partner is an expert on the gentlemanly thing to do.
There you go.
Shields does indeed hand off.
Number 69 for the Thunderbirds with a nice stop of Ping Shu Sheng. That would be
that's Aiden Dineen on the stop.
Aiden Dineen. It's nice to call a couple of the younger kids' names. Aiden Dineen. No gain
on the play. Well, the officials have called a timeout.
Have they? Now, why would that be?
And they're yelling something at the Baraboo sideline, so they're trying to get something communicated.
We're not exactly sure what's going on.
Second and 10.
That's about the third or fourth time the referees have stopped the game.
Now the clock is
tonight,
moving.
Without an explanation.
We demand answers.
We need answers.
Second and 10 for the Vikings at the Thunderbird 36. A minute to go here in tonight's contest.
We need Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Green Bay.
Vikings taking their time.
This will be the last play of the game.
Calling this play. I think that's going to be it.
They will snap this with about 1 second on the play clock is my assumption, and that will be the game. Now will they go
37
deep?
Seconds. There's some miscommunication in the backfield. And just jumping on that one and taking a knee there is Nolan Lomas. I think the third-string quarterback is at the controls.
That will be the final play of the game. Your final score.
So your final score.
Well,
Holman, 48. Baraboo 7. We're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll wrap things up here on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Got a final
We're back one last time at Flambeau Field, where our final score is Holman 48, Baraboo 7. Brandon, did I hear you say you have a score update?
We have a final from La Crosse, Logan. Logan beats Reedsburg 36-29.
Ooh. Interesting indeed.
Reedsburg obviously started the year, I'm going to say 3-0. For sure, 2-0.
And this is two. Is this
and they
two losses?
Fifth or sixth in the state, and this is their third.
Third loss.
Loss.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they saw that coming.
Well, here on homecoming night, it's a less than celebratory mood as the Thunderbirds fall 48-7. The Holman Vikings jumped on the T-Birds from the very start with an explosive offense. We saw firsthand why they're ranked among the top teams in the state in Division II. Quarterback Colin Williams ripped off a 78-yard TD run to get the scoring started. Kane followed with a 61-yard touchdown run of his own. Now, Ethan Huseman got the T-Birds on the board with a 90-yard kickoff return, but Faherty for the Vikings returned the favor on the very next kickoff with a 90-yard return of his own for a touchdown. T-Birds had some turnover trouble. The Vikings put a couple more TDs on the board, including Williams with another quarterback scamper, 45 yards for a touchdown. And the score at the end of one quarter was 42-7. Vikings tacked on a couple of field goals, and after that it was basically both teams just sort of eating up the clock.
Yep, and unfortunately, I'll be honest, Ben, I have, for stats tonight, I have Ethan Huseman only had 17 total yards. Now, he had a couple of ones go backwards, which is why it's a net 17.
Right.
But also, I only have that the Baraboo Thunderbirds had about a dozen yards in the second half.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, we had a play from Drake Niles. We had a couple from Ethan Huselman.
Not many first downs.
No catches. Lee Cowan threw the ball a time or two. There were a couple handoffs, and that was it. That's that. I mean, when you punt and you have a running clock and you only get the couple of possessions, that's it.
Right. It is indeed. So the T-Birds fall to 0-7 overall and 0-5 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Their next contest will be right here a week from tonight when the Thunderbirds host La Crosse Logan. Join Brandon and I on that broadcast. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. next Friday night. As for the Vikings, they'll be hosting. Let's see, who are they? You know, we just looked at their schedule, and now I lost it.
Vikings are hosting
Central.
Central or
they're
Logan?
Hosting
one or the other.
We're,
they only have
we're
those
hosting,
two left.
We're hosting Logan, and they're hosting Central. And then they have Logan the following week.
Yep.
That's what it is. So anyway, for the visiting Vikings, they improved to a sparkling 7-0 overall, 5-0 in Mississippi Valley Conference play, Brandon. And as you said earlier, it'll be interesting to watch how they round out their season and how they proceed through the playoffs.
For sure. And like we talked about, you got to root for your – division opponent, your conference opponent, to go deep because that just legitimizes your conference. So we'll be watching them, rooting for them this year.
So despite a 45-minute first quarter with the aid of the running clock, we're going to end up wrapping up our broadcast before 9 p.m. today. Congrats in advance to whoever won the big green and gold package with the final keyword. And we're going to be with you a week from tonight. One last home game for
senior
the T-Birds.
Night.
Senior night. Well, be sure to be ready with your senior night stories, Brandon. Your recollections.
Most of them went dark after 11 p.m.
They have to they have to be broadcast appropriate.
Yeah, right.
So one last time for Brandon Wegner, I am Ben Bromley wishing you a pleasant good evening. Let's see you again a week from tonight here on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM Sports is brought to you by our sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Dom Larson Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and Dom Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer, State Farm, Chris Stanton, agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Mike Y of the Weicker Great Day Realtors Group will help you simplify buying or selling your home, and our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve. Yeah.